今天早上正道的题目是要看耶稣的第四讲，亲近神的上半部分。
Today's sermon topic is to see Jesus part 4 and the first part of coming near to God.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹可能觉得很奇怪，为什么没着西装？
This time you may find it strange.
因为我今天早出门的时候，我 check 过，我有带圣经。
Because this morning I checked that I brought my Bible.
我有带讲章。
And I brought my sermon.
我带工具
，and I brought my tools.
但我唔记得咗 check 我冇带西装。
But I forgot to check that I didn't bring my suit jacket.
但我相信我哋基督徒就冇带西装，外边着啲乜嘢都唔系最紧要。
But I believe that as Christian, what we wear is not the most important.
我相信我哋基督徒最紧要嘅就好似今日嘅正道题目一样，亲近神。
But what is most important is, as in this morning's sermon topic, coming near to God.
以致我哋能够常常嘅披戴基督
，so that we can constantly be clothed in Christ。
我哋弟兄姊妹一齐同心去祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer。
慈爱天父，真系同心感谢赞美你。
A loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
即系感谢主你爱我哋。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you love us。
就好似我哋刚刚所唱嘅诗歌一样，主你嘅爱真系越久越深。
Just as in the hymn we sang, your love is sweeter as the years go by.
虽然我们已经信了主可定的日子，
Although we may have been Christians for a period of time now,
主你仍然愿意透过主你的话去教导我们如何去亲近你。
But you continue to teach us through your word how to come near to you.
主因为你知道亲近神是对我们有益的。
Lord, because we know that to come near to you is good for us.
并且亲近主，能够蒙主你的喜悦，能够蒙主你的心得着满足。
And to come near to you is pleasing to you and satisfies you.
主，真系求你主嘅宝血去洁净同满我哋嘅罪同埋过犯。
May your precious blood cleanse us from all our sins and transgressions.
主，求主你特别嘅洁净孩子。
And may you particularly cleanse our speaker today.
让孩子能够成为主你手中嘅工具，你圣洁嘅器皿。
May he become your holy instrument to speak to us.
愿主你透过孩子去亲切讲说话。
And through the speaker, may you speak to each and every one of us.
对每一个弟兄姊妹、舞蹈朋友讲说话
，and speak to each brother and sister and those who not yet know you。
你求主亦都系与翻译嘅姊妹同在
，and may you also be with the interpreters。
让主你嘅话能够翻译得清楚明白
，and may your word be interpreted clearly。
让都赐俾每一个听嘅都能够有一个受教者嘅心
，and may all those who hear and listen have a teachable heart。
一个聆听嘅耳朵
，and alert ears。
主啊，真系将你嘅话放在心里。
May your word be in our hearts.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。我哋今日继续去讲撒该。
Today we will continue to look at the example of Zacchaeus.
撒该系一个税长，系一个财主。
Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
撒该要看耶稣。
Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
可惜嗰度人多，撒该身量又矮，所以佢睇唔到耶稣。
But because of the crowd and because Zacchaeus was a short man, he could not see Jesus.
所以撒该就跑到前头爬上桑树，因为撒该谂到喺桑树上面佢能够睇到耶稣。
So Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree because he thought that from the fig tree he could see Jesus.
后来撒该嘅心愿达到，佢真系睇到耶稣。
And ultimately, Zacchaeus' wish was fulfilled. He could see Jesus.
耶稣甚至在桑树下面停下来，然后抬头跟撒该说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
And Jesus even stopped at the sycamore fig tree and looked up and said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down immediately, I must stay at your house today.
围绕桑树下面，除了耶稣之外，还有很多的人。
Surrounding the sycamore fig tree, aside from Jesus, there was many people.
这些人听到耶稣跟撒该说的说话之后，就很不满。
These people, when they heard what Jesus said to Zacchaeus, were very displeased.
经文就记载，这些人开始议论撒该是一个罪人。
The scripture says that these people began to mutter, saying Zacchaeus is a sinner.
这些人可能交头接耳，在这里指指点点地说一些非常难听的说话。
And these people were whispering amongst themselves and saying some very unpleasant things.
这个说他是罪人，那个又说他是罪人。
This one said he was a sinner, and that one said he was a sinner.
好可能在桑树下面传来的都是罪人、罪人、罪人。
So it is likely that from below the sycamore fig tree, all that one could hear was sinner, sinner, sinner.
而且这些人的面上可能就有一副鄙视不满的神情。
And the expression on these people's faces were despise and displease.
但值得我哋思想嘅一点就系，你认为撒该有冇睇到呢啲人嘅神情呢？
But a point that we should consider is if we think that Zacchaeus saw the expression on these people's faces.
你哋觉得撒该有冇听到喺下边传过嚟一丝一丝嘅批评嘅声音呢？
Do we think that Zacchaeus heard these judgmental whispers?
如果我哋认为撒该冇睇到呢啲人嘅神情嘅话，咁啊应该唔会。
If we think that Zacchaeus didn't see the expression on these people's faces, this is not the case.
因为桑树高，撒该喺桑树上边，佢应该睇得清清楚楚。
Because Zacchaeus was in the sycamore fig tree, he could see them clearly.
就好似我企出嚟一样，我能够清清楚楚嘅睇到大家。
Just as when I'm standing here, I can see everyone clearly.
咁如果讲话撒该睇到啲人嘅神情，咁又唔似。
If we think that Zacchaeus saw these people's expressions, it doesn't seem to be the case.
因为在19章第8节那里记载撒该跟主说，主要我把所有的一半给穷人，我又讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Because in Luke chapter 19 verse 8, it says that Zacchaeus said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times their amount.
这些穷人和这些曾经被讹诈的人，很可能就在桑树下面正是鄙视他、讨厌他、批评他是罪人的众人。
And these poor people, these people who Zacchaeus had cheated, are very likely to be standing under the sycamore fig tree, despising, judging, and criticizing him as a sinner.
我们天然有一个反应。
Naturally, man has a response.
就是你对我好，我对你好。
That is, he is good to me, so I will be good to them.
如果当日喺桑树下边嘅众人都为到撒该能够可以蒙恩得救、欢喜快乐嘅话，我哋可以明白撒该呢啲爱心嘅行动。
If on that day the crowd surrounding the sycamore fig tree could, for the salvation of Zacchaeus, rejoice and be glad, we could perhaps understand the deed of love of Zacchaeus.
但如果要把自己嘅一半俾啲鄙视自己、讨厌自己、批评自己系罪人嘅众人，咁点样可能？
But to give half of what he has to those who despise, hate, and criticize him, how could it be?
要赔四倍赔偿呢啲人，点样可能？
And to give four times to the people he had cheated, how could it be?
其实撒该碰到嘅情况，其实亦都系我哋生活里边常常碰到嘅情况。
The situation that Zacchaeus encountered, we in fact face in our daily lives.
喺工作、喺家庭、喺教儿女里边，我哋常常会遇到。
In our work, in our families, and in teaching our children, we face them too.
例如我哋工作里边，我哋遇到一啲嘅同事。
For example, in our work, we may face many colleagues.
佢讲说话嗰个态度，嗰个表情，我哋点样能够可以忍受
？The attitude when speaking, the expressions, how can we bear it?
喺家庭里边，你夫妻之间，想到对方讲说话嗰个态度，点能够忍受咧？
In our families, between spouses, the attitude when speaking, how can we bear it?
在教养儿女，在父母子女之间，子女不是应该孝顺父母的吗？
In teaching our children, between the parents and their sons and daughters, shouldn't the sons and daughters be filial to their parents?
我们去商店买东西的时候，如果遇到那些店员恶劣的态度，我们下次还会不会再去呢？
For example, when we go to the stores and encounter store clerks with bad attitudes, will we go back to that same store again?
我哋甚至可能同我哋认识嘅人讲，千万唔好去嗰间 shop。
We may even say to others we know to not go to that one store。
所以撒该愿意将自己一半俾穷人，用四倍赔偿佢曾经受佢讹诈嘅人。
Therefore, that Zacchaeus was willing to give half of everything he had to the poor, and to pay back four times the amount he had to those he had cheated。
而且呢啲人就系嗰啲下边喺度鄙视佢、讨厌佢、批评佢嘅众人，呢个系唔正常嘅。
And these people who despised, hated, and criticized him as a sinner, this is not normal.
咁究竟撒该喺边度有呢个力量，能够去面对呢啲人嘅批评呢
？Then where did Zacchaeus have the strength to face these people who criticized him？
撒该喺边度有呢个爱心去顾念呢啲人嘅需要呢
？Where did he have the love to care for the needs of others？
撒该喺边度有呢个勇气去修补同呢啲人嘅关系呢
？And where did he have the courage to repair his relationship with these people？
撒该嘅秘诀喺边度咧
？What is Zacchaeus' secret？
我哋一齐读路加福音19章第5节到第8节。
Let us read Luke chapter 19 verses 5 to 8 together。
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说。 他竟到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着对主说：主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
撒该的秘诀就记载在19章第8节，撒该从树上落嚟，去翻到地上边，佢选择做嘅第一件事。
The secret of Zacchaeus is recorded in verse 8. When Zacchaeus came down from the tree and back to the ground, the first thing that he chose to do.
撒该站着。
Zacchaeus stood up.
撒该嘅站着系对主站着。
Zacchaeus stood facing the Lord.
对主站着就系凑近主，亲近主。
To stand facing the Lord is to be near the Lord and to come near the Lord.
用一个保罗曾经用过嘅例子。
Using an example that Paul once used.
假如我前面呢个麦系一盏灯。
If this mic in front of me was a lamp.
我手中有一面镜。
And in my hand there is a mirror.
如果我将呢面镜正对住灯嘅话。
If I make this mirror face the lamp.
你哋会睇到啲乜嘢
？What will you see?
你哋会睇到灯系咪
？You will see light.
咁如果呢盏灯系开住嘅话
，and if this light is on，
我哋会喺同呢个镜里边睇到呢个反射出嚟灯嘅光。
And in the mirror, you will see the reflected light of the lamp。
灯有几光
？However bright the lamp is，
呢个镜反射出嚟灯嘅光就有几光。
The brighter the reflected light will be。
喺嗰一刻，呢个镜就好似变成呢盏灯一样。
At this moment, this normal mirror becomes like the lamp。
呢个例子亦都记载喺哥林多后书第三章。
And this example is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我哋一齐读呢段经文。
Let us read this passage together.
哥林多后书三章十七节到第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然躺着念，得以看见主的荣光。好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
呢面镜就系我哋。
This mirror is us.
好似我刚刚解释呢个例子。
Just as in the example I explained,
当一面镜正对着灯的时候
when a mirror faces the lamp,
一面镜将这个灯的光反射出来
the mirror reflects the light of the lamp,
一面镜就变成好像灯一样
and this mirror becomes like the lamp.
当我们好像一面镜正对着主
when we like a mirror face the Lord,
我们就将主的荣光反照出来
we reflect the glory of the Lord,
我们就变成好像主一样
and we become more like the Lord.
直接啲讲就，当我哋亲近主嘅时候，我哋就似主。
In other words, when we come near to the Lord, we become more like the Lord.
当我哋亲近真光嘅时候，我哋就反照真光。
When we come near the true light, we reflect the true light.
同样，当我哋亲近世界嘅时候，我哋就好似世界。
Similarly, when we are near to the world, we become like the world.
当我哋亲近世界嘅时候，我哋嘅思想、我哋价值、喜好就变得世界。
And when we are near to the world, our thoughts, our values, and our inclinations become like the world.
所以我们中国人有一个说话，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
Therefore, the Chinese have a saying, one takes the color of one's company.
我们近啲咩人，就似啲咩人。
What kind of people we are near to, we become more like them.
就好似刚刚提到嘅镜嘅例子。
Just as in the example of the mirror.
当撒该站住对着主嘅时候，撒该喺嗰一刻，佢就变得好似主一样。
When Zacchaeus stood facing the Lord, at that moment he became like the Lord.
由于撒该好似主一样，虽然众人嘅眼光好难睇，但系撒该自由啦。
Because Zacchaeus was like the Lord, although the expressions of those around him was difficult to face, Zacchaeus had freedom.
由于撒该好似主一样，虽然听到嘅声音好难听，但系撒该自由啦。
Because Zacchaeus was like the Lord, although their criticism was hard to bear, but Zacchaeus had freedom.
因为主嘅灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom there.
更跨前一步。
And taking it one step further.
因为撒该似主，主嘅能力、主嘅怜悯、主嘅包容、主嘅圣洁，就系从撒该里边活出嚟啦。
Because Zacchaeus was like the Lord, the strength of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, the tolerance of the Lord, and the holiness of the Lord came from within Zacchaeus.
撒该能够面对啲人嘅批评。
Zacchaeus could face the criticism from these people.
佢能够顾念呢啲人嘅需要。
He could care for the needs of these people.
佢能够修补同呢啲人嘅关系。
He could repair his relationship with these people.
这叫做在人事不能，在神凡事都能。
This is called, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
撒该的经历都是大卫在诗篇十六章第八节的经历。
The experience of Zacchaeus was also the experience of David at Psalm chapter 16, verse 8.
大卫说，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
大卫能够不致摇动，是因为大卫将耶和华常摆在他面前。
David could not be shaken because he had set the Lord always before him.
是因为大卫亲近神。
That is, David was near to God.
因为从大卫、从撒该、从保罗看到一个人，因为对着主、亲近主，他能够变得好像主一样。
Therefore, from David, Zacchaeus, and from Paul, we can see that a person, because they are near to God, they draw close to God, they can be more like the Lord.
这个人不单止从各样的挑战里面能够得自由。
This person, not only in various challenges, can have freedom.
他能够不受搅扰，不受限制。
But they can also not be shaken and not be controlled by it.
这个人更加能够将主的能力、主的怜悯、包容、圣洁、爱能够活出来。
This person can manifest the strength of the Lord, the mercy, the tolerance, the holiness, and the love of the Lord.
可能有啲慕道朋友觉得，点样站在对着主就可以变得改变咁大咁神奇咧
？Perhaps those friends who are not yet Christians will think that this is mysterious, and how can standing before the Lord cause such great change?
我今日唔会讲到经历神。
Today I will not talk about experiencing God.
所以只能够略略嘅解释一下。
So I will explain it quickly.
有些挑战是当人亲近神的时候，神会临时加给他力量，让他能够胜过。
In some challenges, when we are near to God, God will give us strength at that time so that we can overcome it.
但在大部分的挑战，人需要持久的亲近神，然后让里面神属灵的生命能够成长的胜过。
But in most challenges, man must continue to draw close to God for a period of time, and then we can mature in our life to overcome it.
记得从前一位肢体，佢曾经出嚟公开嘅做见证。
I remember in the past there was a member who came out and gave their testimony.
佢啱啱信主。
They had only just believed in the Lord.
但喺工作里边，佢受到一啲嘅同事嘅逼迫同埋伤害。
But in their work, they faced the persecution and hurts from their colleagues.
佢亲近神，佢发现佢自己有一股力量能够面对呢啲嘅同事。
They came near to God, and they found that they had a strength to face these colleagues.
虽然环境冇改变，但佢心里边充满一份嘅平安。
Although the situation around them did not change, but they were filled with peace from within.
佢甚至能够为呢啲逼迫佢伤害佢同事能够祷告。
They could even pray for those colleagues who had persecuted them and hurt them.
佢嘅力量、佢嘅宽恕、佢心里嘅平安，唔系从佢自己里边嚟。
Their strength, their forgiveness, and their peace from within was not from themselves.
是从亲近神，神临时加力量俾佢。
But it is from being near God, and God at that time gave it to them.
咁翻翻到我哋今日嘅主题。
Let us come back to today's topic.
所以我哋今日会去睇亲近神。
So today we will talk about coming near to God.
第一，我哋会睇亲近神嘅益处。
We will talk about the benefits of coming near to the Lord.
第二，咩叫做亲近神？
And secondly, what is coming near to the Lord?
由于时间关系，我哋下一次讲点样能够去亲近神。
And because of time restraints, next time we will discuss how to come near to the Lord.
而家我哋进一步去讲亲近神嘅其他嘅益处。
Now let us look one step further and see what the benefits of coming near to the Lord are.
喺我哋嘅人生里边，我哋唔单止遇到好多令我哋头痛人际关系嘅问题。
In our lives, we will not only encounter problems in our interpersonal relationships.
我哋亦都会遇到好多令我哋真系烦扰事嘅问题。
We will also face many matters that cause us to become stressed.
呢啲事唔一定系令人伤痛嘅事。
These things are not necessarily causing us to hurt.
但呢啲嘅事就好似一个担子一样缠绕住我哋，令我哋里边觉得烦扰不安。
But these things are like a heavy burden that surrounds us, causing us to be fretful and worried.
例如我哋每日忙住照顾家庭。
For example, every day when we are busy caring for the family,
趕接送兒女,
rushing to drive our children,
趕接買嘢, 趕接翻工,
rushing to buy things and rushing to work.
當真係學生嘅話,
those among us who are students,
都忙著翻學, 趕住做功課,
every day they are busy going to classes, rushing to do their homework,
趕住讀書政府考試,
rushing to study for tests.
除了这些日常生活之外的事，我们有很多数不清、琐琐碎碎的生活上各样的问题，需要我们处理。
Aside from these daily matters of living, there are even more numerous problems in daily life we must attend to.
撒该的税吏长也很忙。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector, and he was certainly very busy.
他可能忙于工作、忙于开会、忙于应酬。
Perhaps he was busy with work, busy with meetings, busy with entertaining guests.
现在他还多了一件事，就是他要接待主。
But now there was even one more matter, because he needed to welcome the Lord.
而且由于撒该接待的对象是主的话，他心里面一定感受到压力。
And because the one he was welcoming is the Lord, surely Zacchaeus would feel pressure.
但是你发觉撒该没有因为事多压力大心里忙乱。
But Zacchaeus did not, because there were many matters and the pressure was great, become distracted.
关键在于撒该从桑树里面下来回到地上的时候，撒该选择做的第一件事。
The key reason is that when Zacchaeus came down from the sycamore fig tree and returned to the ground, the first thing that Zacchaeus did was to stand up near to the Lord.
站着，亲近主。
He stood facing the Lord.
今天我们基督徒通常我们觉得我们太忙了，所以我们没时间亲近神。
Today as Christians, at times we feel we are too busy and we don't have time to come near to the Lord.
之后走起身的时候，我们的脚才刚刚踏在地上的时候，我们就开始忙，赶着做事情。
Every morning, when we wake up and our feet return to the ground, we start to become very busy rushing to do things.
我做父母的就赶着预备早餐、午餐、送儿女翻学，跟着去工作。
Those of us who are parents, we will rush to prepare breakfast and drive our children to school and go to work.
做学生就赶着换衫翻学。
Those who are students will rush to change their clothes and go to school.
在这里撒该的故事，圣经给我们一启示。
But through the Bible record of Zacchaeus, the Bible gives us a revelation.
好像撒该人当他从桑树里面下来，他的脚才回到地上的时候，他便站着对主。
When Zacchaeus came down from the tree and his feet touched the ground, he stood facing the Lord.
他先对主站着，先亲近主，不要先赶着去做事情。
First we must stand facing the Lord, first come near to the Lord, and not rush into doing things.
在四福音里都记载到当主三年忙碌的侍奉里面。
In the four book of the Gospel, it records the 3 years of the Lord's ministry.
有时候主忙到连食饭的时候都没有。
At times he was busy to the extent where he had no time to eat.
我睇咗四福音书记载喺天未亮时候，主就先去到山上祷告。
But we can see that in the four books of the Gospel, it records that before the sun rose, the Lord would go up to the mountain and pray.
所以主亲自去做保养，话俾佢知道，亲近主系地上生活里边嘅时候第一件事。
The Lord himself set an example to teach us that coming near to the Lord in our daily lives is the first thing we must do.
所以亲近主是生活力量的秘诀。
Coming near to the Lord is the secret to strength for our daily lives.
是我们每天回到地上生活的时候做的第一件事，也是常常要回去做的一件事情。
So for us, every day when we return to our daily lives, the first thing we must do and we must regularly do it.
这个属灵的力量让我们能够面对人面对事。
This spiritual strength allows us to face people and allows us to face matters.
第二方面，亲近主亦都是一件欢喜快乐的事情。
Secondly, coming near to God is a joyful and glad thing.
我们读另外一段在程序本上面刊登的经文。
Let us read the second passage that is printed in this morning's bulletin.
是大卫写的诗篇。
It is a psalm that David wrote.
诗篇十六章第八节到第十一节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 to 11.
我们一起读。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
大卫是以色列的王。
David was the king of the Israelites.
他擁有地上一切人盼望獲得到的生活上的享受。
He had all the enjoyments of life that people on earth hoped for.
但是大卫擁有他能夠享受的，這個世界能夠給他的，都不能夠叫他滿足。
But what David had, what he could enjoy, what the world could give him, he was still not satisfied.
他發現地上只有一件事能夠令他心歡喜，靈快樂。
He found that on earth, there was only one thing that could make his heart glad and his tongue rejoice.
而且这个欢喜快乐是满足的，是永远的。
And this gladness and joy fulfilled him and is everlasting.
这件事就是将耶和华上摆在他的面前，就是亲近主。
That is to set the Lord always before him, meaning to come near to the Lord.
我记得曾经参加一个报道会，那个讲员叫人信主。
I remember that I once participated at an evangelical gathering, and the speaker told people to believe in the Lord. They said that in believing in the Lord, they could be like them, and their heart was glad and their tongue rejoiced. But he didn't mention the first part of the verse, I set the Lord always before me. If man does not set the Lord before them, how can they be glad and joyful? When we come near to the Lord, then man can have glad hearts and their tongue can rejoice. Among us, there is no one who has as many material objects as David. And among us, there are only a few who have as many favorable conditions as Zacchaeus. If we carefully look at the story of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus is not an average person. The reasoning is, firstly, Zacchaeus was a wealthy man. He did not lack the earthly enjoyments of life. Secondly, Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. He had authority.
第三，撒該有頭腦，可以喺好短時嘅時間，好冷靜準確嘅分析耶穌必須從嗰條路經過。Thirdly,
Zacchaeus was clever. In a short amount of time, he calmly and accurately planned that Jesus would pass by the sycamore fig tree.
第四，撒該係用佢夠膽去到一班敵對佢嘅人裏邊。Fourthly,
Zacchaeus was bold. He could boldly come amongst people who were against him.
第五，撒該有健康而且年輕。Fifthly,
Zacchaeus was healthy and young.
因为他会跑会爬树,
because he could run and climb trees.
好像我今年纪,
at least at my current age, I would not dare to climb a tree.
第六,
Zacchaeus also had career prospects because in his youth he had become a chief tax collector already.
但即使撒该有这么多优越的条件，但当撒该听到主在丧事下边跟他讲，撒该快下来，他就急忙下来。
But even though Zacchaeus had so many favorable characteristics, when Zacchaeus heard the Lord calling from him under the sycamore fig tree, he came down immediately. Zacchaeus did this quickly and gladly, and this reflects something. It shows that the Lord drew him in, that to come near to the Lord was better than all of the things in his past life and all the things that the world had given him. Therefore, the deeds of Zacchaeus and the testimony of David tells us this, to come near to the Lord is a glad and joyful thing. And this gladness and joy is fulfilling and everlasting.
第三，亲近主是一件恩典的事情。Thirdly,
to come near to the Lord is a gift of grace.
当耶稣在丧事下边同撒该讲，撒该快下来，今天我必住在你家里。On
that day, Jesus came to the sycamore fig tree and said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
但从当日众人的反应，他们认为撒该他不配，他不值得。But
from the reaction of the crowd there that day, they thought that Zacchaeus was not worthy and not deserving.
撒该自己也知道。And
Zacchaeus himself knew that.
因为从撒该同对主讲的说话，讲出了撒该的过去，他是一个怎么样的人。
Because from what Zacchaeus said to the Lord, it tells us what kind of person Zacchaeus was in the past.
他吝惜，他没有怜悯心，他漠视穷人。
He was miserly, he had no compassion and was indifferent to the poor.
他贪婪，他滥用权力，他讹诈人。
He was greedy, he abused his power and deceived others.
但为到这种人，主竟然来。
But for these people, the Lord came.
为到这种的人，主竟然愿意在丧事下面停下脚步。
For these people, the Lord was willing to stop under the sycamore fig tree.
为到这种人，主竟然甘愿承担罪人的议论，主动的要求要住在撒该的家里面。
And for these people, the Lord was willing to bear the remarks from others and to stay at their house.
罗马书说，作工的得工价，乃是该得的，不算恩典。
In the book of Romans it says, Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift.
一个罪人得到他不配得到的，不应该得到的，这个是恩典。
When a sinner receives what they are not worthy of, what they did not deserve, this is a gift of grace.
拜会的撒该能够亲近圣洁的主是个恩典。
That the corrupt Zacchaeus could come near to the holy Lord is a gift of grace.
其实我们都好像撒该一样，我们曾经犯过很多的罪。
In fact, we are like Zacchaeus. We have committed many sins.
但我们有没有像撒该一样知道亲近主我们不配，不该得到，是一件神赐给我们的恩典。
But are we like Zacchaeus in knowing that we are not worthy and undeserving to come near to the Lord, that it is a grace that God has given to us?
可能头脑上面都会承认亲近主是一个恩典。
Perhaps in head knowledge, we may admit that coming near to God is a grace.
但在实际生活里面，我们有没有真的觉得亲近主是一个恩典？
But in our daily lives, do we actually believe that coming near to God is a grace?
如果我们真觉得是一个恩典的话，我们会珍惜这个恩典，我们会每天都亲近主。
If we think it is a grace, we would cherish this gift and come near to the Lord every day.
如果我们真觉得是一个恩典，我们会感恩，我们会用最好的时间献给主。
If we think it is a grace, we would be thankful and use the best time to offer it to the Lord.
当主为了能够让撒该能够亲近他的时候，他主受到众的议论。
That day, the Lord, so that Zacchaeus could come near to him, the Lord received criticism from others.
但今日主为了让我们能够亲近他，主付上的代价比当日的更大更多。
Today, the Lord, so that we could come near to him, he paid a much greater price than that day.
以弗所书二章十三节讲：你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
主为我们付出的代价就是他的血。
For us, the price that the Lord paid was his blood.
我们每一次亲近主的时候，我们要想到是用祂的血，用祂的生命换回来的。
Each time we come near to the Lord, we must remember that it was purchased through His blood and through His life.
所以亲近主是一件极大宝贵的恩典。
Therefore, to come near to the Lord is a great and precious grace.
第四，亲近主是一件讨神喜悦的事情。
Fourthly, coming near to the Lord pleases God.
耶稣跟撒该说，撒该快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
因为耶稣想睇到撒该，想听到撒该嘅声音。
Because Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus, to hear the voice of Zacchaeus.
求你容我得见你的面貌，容我得听你的声音。
Show me your face, let me hear your voice.
呢一句话记载喺雅歌。
This is recorded in the Song of Songs.
呢句话一直系神对佢所爱嘅人心里边嘅盼望。
This is what God continues to hope for those who He loves.
在眾人眼裏邊，撒該係一個佢哋唔願意親近嘅人。
In the eyes of the crowd, Zacchaeus is one they would not want to come near to.
但係喺神嘅眼中，撒該係佢所愛、佢所盼望親近嘅人。
In the eyes of God, Zacchaeus is one who He loves, one who God hopes will come near to Him.
耶穌要求住喺撒該嘅家裏邊。
Jesus asked to stay at Zacchaeus' house.
因為耶穌想更多嘅睇到撒該。
Because Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus more.
他想更多听到撒该的声音。
And he wanted to hear more of Zacchaeus' voice.
就好像我们做父母的，我们都希望更多看到我们的儿女。
It is like for those of us who are parents, we want to see more of our children.
都希望更多能够听到我们儿女的分享。
To hear our children share what they encounter in their lives.
最近几个家庭在分享，我的儿女的年纪都差不多。
Recently, I shared with some other families. Our children were roughly the same age.
我哋都有同一个盼望，就系佢哋将来长大啦，结咗婚啦，有咗家庭啦，仍然系翻到嚟我哋屋企嚟睇我哋。
We also had the same hope that when our children grow up, get married and have their own families, that they will come to visit us regularly.
一個家庭盼望每個禮拜一次。
One family said they hoped every week.
一個家庭盼望一個月兩次。
One family said they hoped 2 times a month.
我太太講一個月一次。
My wife said once a month.
我太太講一個月一次係因為佢顧念到個仔有家庭有婚姻，佢唔想騷擾佢。
My wife said once a month because she said he will have a family and a marriage and didn't want to bother them.
所以唔係次數嘅問題。
Therefore, it is not a matter of how many times.
係我哋做父母都好盼望能夠睇到我哋兒女。
But as parents, we want to come near to our children.
同樣，我哋神盼望嚟到去親近我哋，睇到我哋。
Similarly, our God wants to come near to us.
佢盼望能夠睇到我哋嘅面貌。
He hopes to see each of our faces.
聽到我哋嘅聲音。
And to hear each of our voices.
神講：因為你啲聲音柔和，你啲樣貌秀美。
God says, "For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely."
所以我仔因為要去剝咗四隻智慧牙，所以需要全身麻醉開刀做手術。
Recently, my son, because he needed 4 wisdom teeth removed, underwent general anesthesia for the procedure.
翻到屋企之後，我太太就喺屋企裏邊走上走落。
After coming home, my wife ran up and down the house.
幫佢用冰敷面啊。
Helping him to use ice on his face.
攞水俾佢啊。
Bringing water to him.
喂佢食嗰啲流質嘅食物啊。
And to give him soft foods.
跟住個仔就同媽媽講。
My son said to his mother.
媽媽多謝你照顧我。
Mother, thank you for looking after me.
沒人好像你這樣照顧我。
No one looks after me like you do.
我自己都覺得很麻煩。
I think that it is very troublesome.
做媽媽聽了當然很感動，很開心。
As a mother, when you hear this, you will certainly be thankful and happy.
如果地上的母親聽到她的兒子跟自己說一句感謝的話，能夠這麼高興的話。
If an earthly mother, when hearing her son say these words of thanks, could be that happy.
我哋想象我哋天上嘅神，当佢睇到佢嘅儿女嚟到佢嘅面前。
We can imagine that God in heaven, when His children come before Him.
听到我哋感谢佢为我哋喺十字架上面所付出嘅牺牲，神会记更会喜悦。
And we give thanks for Him for His sacrifice for us on the cross. God is certainly pleased with it.
所以亲近主唔单止见到我哋有益嘅事情。
Therefore, coming near to the Lord is not only something that benefits us.
但親近主更加一個人能夠討神喜悅、滿足神嘅事情。
But coming near to the Lord is something that pleases God, and God delights in it.
從差該身上，我哋睇到親近神嘅益處。
From the example of Zacchaeus, we can see the benefits of coming near the Lord.
但問題係，我哋好多時候覺得親近主係一個重擔，係一個代價，係一個責任。咁點解咧？
But the problem is that many times we think that coming near to the Lord is a burden, it is a cost and a responsibility.
究竟咩係叫親近主？
So what is coming near to the Lord?
通常講到親近主嘅時候，我哋會聯想到讀經禱告。
When we say coming near to the Lord, we will think of reading the Bible and praying.
我哋會認為我哋今日讀咗幾章聖經，我哋禱告啦，我哋已經今日已經親近主啦。
We may think that today, because I've read a few chapters of the Bible, prayed, I've come near to the Lord.
在親近主的過程裡面，我們會讀經禱告。
In the process of coming near to the Lord, we will read the Bible and pray.
但是讀經禱告不等同就是已經親近主。
But if we read the Bible and pray, it does not mean that we have come near to the Lord.
例如當日的文士和法利賽人。
For example, in those days, the scribes and the Pharisees.
他們熟讀聖經，他們做很長的禱告，甚至乎禁食。
They knew the Bible well, they prayed for a long time, and they even fasted.
但主同佢哋讲：你哋查考圣经，要知道内中有永生。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
But the Lord said, "You diligently study the scripture, because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life."
文士、法利赛人读经祷告，但系冇亲近主。
The scribes and Pharisees read the scriptures and they prayed, but they never came near to the Lord.
从路加福音十九章第八节同第九节，我哋睇到撒该同主亲近嘅过程。
From Luke chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, we can see the process of Zacchaeus coming near to the Lord.
喺十九章第八节，撒该站着对主说。
In chapter 19, verse 8, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord.
喺十九章第九节，根据英文 King James Version 同 NIV 嘅翻译就系耶稣对撒该说。
In verse 9, it says, according to the English King James Version and NIV versions, Jesus said to Zacchaeus.
中文和我本的翻译里面只有耶稣说。
The Chinese translation just says, Jesus said.
所以在亲近主的过程里面，撒该到主的跟前对主说话，原来主对撒该说话。
Therefore, in the process of coming near to the Lord, Zacchaeus came before the Lord, spoke to the Lord, and then the Lord spoke to Zacchaeus.
所以如果我们将亲近主看成是一个程序读经祷告的话，我们会觉得亲近主是一个重担，是一个代价，是一个责任。
If we treat coming near to God as a sequence of reading the Bible and praying, we think that coming near to the Lord is a burden, it is a price, and a responsibility.
我们会发觉我们做一日两日，我们已经坚持不到下去。
We find that after a day or 2 days, we can no longer persevere in doing it.
或者忙的时候我们就放弃。
Or perhaps when we are busy, we will give up on it.
但如果在亲近主的时候，我们能够去到主的跟前，同主说话，主对我们说话的时候，亲近主就是一件欢喜快乐的事情。
But if when we come near to the Lord, we can come before the Lord to speak to him, and the Lord speaks to us, then coming near to the Lord is a glad and rejoicing thing.
即使神偶然间没讲说话，人能够去到神的跟前，已经就是一件欢喜快乐的事情。
Even if occasionally God does not speak to us, man can come before God, it is already a glad and joyful thing.
正如大卫讲，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
Just as David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Therefore, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices.
所以亲近主的重点就是到主的跟前，对主说话，主对我们说话。
Therefore, the main point of coming near to the Lord is to come before him, to speak to him, and he speaks to us.
在过程里面，透过祷告，我们对主说话。
In this process, through prayer, we speak to the Lord.
透过圣经，主对我们说话。
And through reading the Bible, the Lord speaks to us.
由于时间的关系，我下一次只能够去讲点样去亲近主。
Because of time restraints, next time we will reflect on how to come near to the Lord.
我哋总结今日嘅信息。
So to summarize today's sermon.
撒该原本面对嘅系人对佢嘅批评同埋鄙视。
Zacchaeus was originally facing the despise and criticism from others.
但系因为撒该亲近主，撒该能够面对呢啲嘅批评同埋鄙视嘅处境。
But because Zacchaeus came near to the Lord, he was able to face the situation of being despised and criticized.
他从这些处境里面自由了。
And from these situations, he had freedom.
而且撒该能够再跨进一步。
Furthermore, Zacchaeus could go one step further.
他能够去顾念这些人的需要。
He could care for the needs of others.
他能够修补同这些人的关系。
He could repair his relationship with these people.
而且亲近主是一件满足神、讨神喜悦的事情。
And coming near to the Lord satisfies God and pleases Him.
亲近主亦都是我们每日回到地上生活的第一件事情。
Coming near to the Lord is the first thing that we should do every day as we return to earth.
亲近主是我们面对人、面对事得力的秘诀，是一件不可少的事。
Coming near to the Lord is the secret to strength facing others and situations. It is something we cannot lack.
亲近主是一件欢喜快乐的事。
Coming near to the Lord is a glad and joyful thing.
亲近主亦都是极大宝贵的恩典。
And it is a great and precious gift of grace.
在亲近主的过程里面，我们到到主的跟前。
In the process of coming near to the Lord, we come before the Lord.
透过祷告，我们对主说话。
Through praying, we speak to the Lord.
透过圣经，主对我们说话。
Through reading the Bible, the Lord speaks to us.
今天我们回应的诗歌《亲近亲近》是一个叫做 Lily Morris 的姊妹写的。
Today's responding hymn, Nearer Still Nearer, is written by a sister in Christ, Lily Morris.
她写了超过1000首诗歌。
She wrote more than 1000 hymns.
跟着记载这些诗歌都是她做家务的时候、忙的时候写的。
According to the records, this hymn was written while she was busy doing housework.
所以后期因为佢视力衰退，所以佢仔同佢做咗一个好长8.5米长嘅板，让佢能够继续嘅写诗歌。
But later in her life, because of her failing eyesight, her son especially made an 8.5 meter long blackboard so that she could write hymns.
所以有些诗歌佢眼睛已经出咗毛病，睇唔清楚嘅时候写嘅。
So some of these hymns were written after she had problems with her eyes and could not see clearly.
所以当我哋想到一位姊妹嘅时候，我觉得我哋已经冇任何嘅理由，我哋讲我哋忙，我哋冇时间亲近神。
So when we think of this sister, we have no excuses to say that we are too busy or have no time to come near to God.
又或者我哋身体软弱，我哋唔能够亲近神。
Or perhaps we have weakness in our bodies, we cannot come near to God.
我哋每一次唱呢首诗歌嘅时候，都受到提醒，得到鼓励。
May each time we sing this hymn.Let us be reminded and encouraged.
我同心祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我真系同心感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
主啊，藉住你嘅儿女写出咗咁美丽嘅诗歌。
We give thanks that through your daughter, she wrote this beautiful hymn.
主啊，亲近更亲近，唔单止系各位姊妹嘅心愿。
Nearer, still nearer, is not only the desire of her heart.
亲近更亲近，更加我哋每一个站喺你前边嘅儿女、慕道朋友喺你面前嘅盼望。
Nearer, still nearer, is also the heart of each one standing here today.
主要亲近主，实在我哋里边一件即系心中欢喜快乐嘅事情。
To draw close to you is something that we are glad and joyful of.
就好似大卫讲嘅一样，喺你面前嘅时候，我哋心欢喜，我哋灵快乐。
Just as David said, that our heart is glad and our tongue rejoices when we are close to you.
主要求你将一份亲近主嘅心，即系放喺我哋每一个人嘅心里边。
May you give us this heart that wishes to draw close to you.
主要求你用你嘅爱去吸引我哋。
And may you draw us in with your love.
求你攞去即系拦阻我哋亲近主一切嘅理由同埋拦阻。
And may you take away all the excuses or reasons that stop us from coming near to you.
让我哋能够常常嘅亲近主。
May we constantly draw close to you.
因为亲近主唔单止系对于我哋嘅益处。
Because coming close to you is not only beneficial for us.
你亲近主系一个能够满足你肚里喜悦嘅事情。
But it is something that pleases you.
系你赐俾我哋一份极大极宝贵嘅恩典。
And it is a great and precious gift that you've given us.
求你即系提醒我哋每一次亲近主嘅时候，主我都系用靠住主你嘅血，靠住你嘅生命换翻你嘅大嘅代价。
And each time when we come close to you, may you remind us that it was purchased through your blood.
主，我哋真系感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks and praises to you.
我祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.